Victory is something we're all looking for, hey? In the areas of our lives where things are coming against us, where we feel pressed in, where people are coming against us, we're looking for victory, right? Okay, and so we've been going through this armor series, and everything that we've been putting into you guys and talking to you about has been something that will equip you for victory. So we've been talking about the armor of God, about the various things that you can put on, the various things that God has given us, and those things are there to equip us to gain the victory that God has for us. So in every area, because we are empowered by Jesus and covered by his armor and his love, we can have victory. So that is what we have been trying to train you guys in and equip you to get. So before we move on, I thought let us do a quick recap of our armor series, because today is our last Sunday, guys. Can you believe it? I'm going to miss you guys so much. I can't believe it's the last one. So let's do a quick recap. So the first week this term, we did an overview of what is the armor of God, what are we going to be talking to you about, and why is it important to have the armor of God. And then we learned about the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God or the Bible. And last week we discussed the power of prayer and how that is so important if we are going to be fighting and looking for this victory. So before we go on, in your groups, I would like you guys just to discuss what piece of armor has stood out the most for you. So as you've gone through this series, which piece of armor, or as you've read it, which piece of armor stands out for you the most? And why do you think that that piece of armor stands out for you? So I'm going to give you guys about 5 minutes. Okay, cool. So today's topic is warfare. Now, we all basically know what warfare is, right? Like if someone said, what's warfare, you could kind of give them an answer. But as I was preparing, I realized I don't exactly know the exact definition of warfare, because warfare could be a lot of things and it could mean a lot of things. And also, warfare in relation to our relationship with God is kind of a little confusing. So I looked up the definition, and warfare means engagement in or the activities involved in war or conflict. It means fighting, struggles, or battles. So when we talk about warfare, we are talking about engaging in fighting, or about a struggle or a battle that you're facing. So we are all facing battles, am I right? We're all going through battles. We all have struggles that we're facing. And so today we're just going to be discussing what warfare would look like. What does it look like to warfare against those things, to warfare against the things that are coming against you? So that doesn't mean like if your parent gives you a rule that you're like, oh, that's so lame, that you then like go and do warfare against them, because obviously they're trying to help you. So warfare would be against things that are coming against who you are, attacking you, and putting you down. So that is what we are going to be talking about. So why are we waging warfare? So like I said, warfare is kind of like a bit confusing. How does warfare come together with our relationship with God? What does it do for our relationship with God? Who are we warring against? Why are we doing warfare? Okay, so our passage for this series has been Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18. And so I looked at verse 12, and it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." So, why are we doing warfare? Our warfare is not against flesh and blood. So that means when someone is bullying you, when someone is putting you down, when someone is coming against you, your warfare will not be against them. So as much as it would be so good to retaliate and so good to get back at them and so good to be even with them because they've hurt you, they've discouraged you, they've put you down, our warfare is not against flesh and blood. And if we are fighting flesh and blood, we're fighting the wrong enemy, because the thing that is empowering them to come against you is rulers, authorities, cosmic powers over darkness, and spiritual forces of evil. So I don't know about you, but I kind of feel a little bit smaller than spiritual forces of evil. When I hear like spiritual forces of evil, me on my own, I don't think I'm going to be able to come against them. And so that is why we've been going through this armor series, because these spiritual forces of evil are against you, and they're coming against you. And so you're facing that every day. You're facing struggles and battles and temptations and things that are coming against you. And by yourself, you're not enough to overcome those and gain victory. But with the armor of God and God's empowerment, that's when we have the victory, and that's when we are empowered to face things like spiritual forces of evil. So the spiritual forces of evil would be Satan and his gang coming against us. And so those are the things that are after us. So in John 10 verse 10, it describes what the devil's mandate, what the devil is coming after us. So it says that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the devil does not like you. He does not like any of us. And his mandate and what he's coming at us with, he wants to steal from us, he wants to kill us, and he wants to destroy us. So that is our enemy. That is the enemy that we're facing every day, that's coming after us every day to steal from us, to kill us, and to destroy us. Okay? And so that is the enemy that we are facing. And so by ourselves, we are not enough to face that. We are not enough to face all the spiritual forces of evil trying to steal from us, kill us, and destroy us. And so if there was a war happening here, we would suit up, we'd find somewhere to be safe, there'd be soldiers, we'd be fighting this thing. And so in the same way, we need to be fighting the spiritual forces of evil that are coming after us as well. Okay, but who is the enemy that we are fighting? So that verse that I read earlier, a bit more in context, Ephesians 6 verse 10 to 13 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." So I just love hearing that verse in context, because it says, as we put on the whole armor of God, we will be able to stand firm against the forces that are coming against us. So it's not just like, oh, shame, these forces are coming against you. You're not fighting people. You're actually fighting this whole spiritual force of evil that's coming against you to steal, kill you, and destroy you. But it says that as we put on the whole armor of God, we will be able to stand firm against these things. We won't be defeated by them. They won't be able to steal from us, kill us, or destroy us, because we will be covered by God's empowerment. And so we won't be alone. And there's so many promises surrounding that passage where it tells us who we're fighting against, telling us to be strong, telling us to put on the armor, equipping us, and then finally saying that we will be able to stand firm against the attack that will come against us every day. So, just quickly, what do you guys think warfare is or should be? So when I say, okay, now we're going to wage warfare, and this is what my preach is about, what would warfare look like in your relationship with God? You guys can just shout out if you have any ideas. So what about praying? Praying helps me. I know when I'm facing something and I pray, it's just like, it's all of a sudden you just get this peace and you get this understanding and this wisdom of what you should do and how you should move forward. Because often when something comes against you, you're just like, oh my goodness, this person hates me and it hurt my heart and I'm just going to fight back. And you don't know what you're doing. And so when you pray, it's just like that pause and it's just like, okay. And now you have wisdom. And actually this week I've been going through some things and I'm just like, oh my goodness. And then I was writing my preach on warfare and then I wrote down this thing about prayer and I was just like, maybe I should take a little bit of my own advice. I don't know, it might be a good idea. And so I started praying. And then I just suddenly got such a peace. And it's like my week completely flipped around. I wasn't stressing. I wasn't constantly feeling like I was letting people down. And actually when people came at me with the things that they were angry with me about, I was actually okay. It's almost like God hardened me. And he's like, you know what, it's okay. I was rooted in his approval of me. And so then the attack that came from other people, I was fine. And that all came from praying. Okay, but what else is there? There's plenty of things we can do. Second service. Yes? Definitely. So, you remember in the beginning when we recapped? Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God or the Bible. And so that is, did you know that's the only weapon that we're given? Everything else is defense. But our weapon to fight against the attack is the Word of God. And so reading the Bible, putting that into ourselves, it puts that truth that can come against the lies that are coming against us. Excellent. What else? Yeah? Yes, definitely. So often like when things are like, just feel so hopeless and so faithless and it's just like, oh my goodness, everything's crumbling. Our faith in God can be the one thing that stands strong. Okay, so these are excellent ideas. Good job. So at the end of Ephesians 6, of this little passage about the armor of God, is verse 18. And this one is so key to do with warfare. So it says, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So there are a few things that I got out of that verse that we can use as warfare. Three things that we can use to fight against the attack. So the first one is praying in the Spirit. So if you look there in the beginning, it says praying at all times in the Spirit. It doesn't say just pray when you're feeling down, like, oh, Jesus, please help me, and then it's going to be all cool. He says pray at all times in the Spirit. We are constantly in this war. The devil does not like us. I mean, we're God's children. We're powerful in Jesus, and so he doesn't like us. So praying at all times in the Spirit just helps us to be able to be rooted in God. Also, God is, he's not necessarily a physical being. He's not like standing right here like a person, am I right? He's more like a spiritual being, hey? And so he dwells and lives in the spiritual realm, and he understands it. We don't understand the spiritual realm as well. But God understands the spiritual realm. He sees what's going on. He sees the attack that's coming against us. And so I think it would be pretty wise to ask him, you know what? What's going on? How can I fight against this? He sees what's going on. He knows what's going on. And he wants us to have victory. And so as we pray to him and ask him, Lord, give me wisdom, he will give us understanding and wisdom that we can't have by ourselves. Okay, and then the second thing was always being alert. So if we go back to that verse, it says, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance. So if you look at soldiers in the war, and they say jolly useless, they're sitting there and they're looking and they're constantly watching for the attack. They're constantly trying to read the enemy and what they're going to do, what their next move is so that they're ready. Because the enemy's not going to come at you and be like, hey, I'm going to attack you now, just be ready. Okay, let's fight. He's going to be like, surprise, I'm here. So he's not going to warn you when he's going to attack you. It's going to be by surprise. And so if we're alert and we're looking for this, if we're constantly looking in our lives like, what part of my heart is not in line with God? What part of my heart could the enemy be attacking right now? What is he trying to attack in me? If we're constantly looking at that, then we're alert and we're able to understand and be like, ah, ha, ha, no, you're not allowed to attack me. That is actually the truth. So I'm sorry, but your attack did not work. Okay. And then the third thing is asking for help. Asking for help can sometimes be hard. I know I sometimes struggle. Like, I love helping other people, but to actually ask for help and be like, you know what, I'm really struggling. Can you actually pray for me? It's like, it's quite hard. It's easier to help other people, I find. But it says here, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So does anyone know what supplication means? It's a pretty big word. Okay, so supplication means asking and praying to God for people. So praying to God for yourself, asking for help, and then praying to God for other people as well. So when we're struggling, don't just struggle alone. Be like, Jesus, I'm really struggling. My heart is breaking right now. Oh, Lord, I'm really struggling. I would love to go and punch that person right now. Oh, Lord, I'm really struggling. I don't know what to do. I'm confused, and this person is hurting me. And God will be able to give you wisdom and help you. God's never going to just push in and be like, ha, this is what you should do. Do this, 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 this. He's going to wait patiently until you ask him and say, Lord, what should I do? And then gently he will come and give you advice. And then supplication for other people as well. We know that we're all going through stuff. Each of us is going through something. We're all facing battles. And so as we see someone else going through something, saying, Lord, can you please help them with that? Can you please do that for them? And fighting for them when they're too weak. It's nice to have a friend stand in for you sometimes, am I right? Sometimes it's just like, I can't right now. I can't. And you can't see further than what you're going through. And so to pray for each other encourages you as well. So there are just two verses that I wanted to share with you before we chat some more. And the first one is John 10, verse 10. So you remember I told you what the enemy's mandate is? Stealing, killing, and destroying. So I just love this verse because it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So this is Jesus talking, and he says that the thief, the devil, is coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he doesn't leave it at that. He follows that with a promise. He doesn't leave us in that place where it's like, this enemy is just going to come and steal and kill me and destroy me. But he says that God has, that he has come to give us life, but not just life, life abundantly. So who knows what abundantly means, or abundant? Sorry? Yeah, so it's a lot. It's a good life. It's overflowing. It's better than you could expect. It's abundant. It's mean. It's not like it's just enough or it's nearly there. It's abundant. It's like too much. It's just so good. And that is the life that God has had, that God has given us. So that means we don't dwell in the place where our enemy's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Because that has nothing to do with us. We have victory in Christ. And he has given us a life that is abundant, despite the person that's coming against us. And then the second one is 2 Peter 1, verse 3 to 4, which says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. So it sounds quite complicated when you read it like that, but it's saying that God has taken us beyond sinful desires, taken us beyond the attack that's coming against us. And I especially love that first part where it says He has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So that means He has given us everything we need for life and to live it in a godly way. So it means no matter what attack comes, He's already given us everything we need for that life. He's already equipped us with that victory and with the things that we need. And so that's kind of what we've been doing this term as well, is going through the armor, equipping you guys with what you need to come against that fight, equipping you guys with how to fight back, equipping you guys with how to root yourself in Jesus so that when the storms come, you can still stand strong. Okay, so now we're just going to quickly discuss these questions together. So the first one is, what is a battle you're facing right now? So sometimes it helps to share the battles that we're facing and to be able to be encouraged by someone else as well. So what is a battle that you're facing right now? We're all going through something, some of us more than others, but we're all facing battles. And then the second one is, what is the enemy trying to attack in you through those around you? So obviously your attack is coming from somewhere, but what is the enemy trying to attack inside you? Because there's obviously something that he doesn't like in you, something that he's afraid of in you. And so what is that thing that's through that battle, through that struggle, he's trying to attack in you? And finally, what are you going to do about it now? So we've spent this whole term talking about armor and how we can use it, how it can be useful in your lives, and now about warfare and how we can utilize the armor and fight back. So now that you know all of that, how are you going to come against that? How are you going to fight back and get your victory? So I think you guys have about 10 minutes. Cool, you guys ready? We can have a little bit of time at the end if you guys want to carry on. Okay, cool. So just to quickly wrap up, the thing that I just wanted you guys to take home is that God has equipped us with everything we need to win the battle and gain our victory every day. So any battle that we face, any struggle that we go through, He has already equipped us to get that victory. He's given us everything we need to gain that victory. We just need to understand what He's prompting us to do and understand how He's equipped us. Okay, so we're going to do something now that I'm not sure if all of you know what it is. Who's heard of a fire tunnel? Okay, cool. So a fire tunnel is something where, okay, so us as leaders, we're going to stand in two rows, so one this way, one here, and you guys are going to walk through, and we would like to pray for you. So we'd like to pray for a few things for you. One, as you go into the next year, just that God would just empower you for the next year, encourage you, and just for everything that you will face next year. And then also just for this year, just that you would rest well during the holidays, and just for everything that you've been through in that. And then lastly, just that He would continue to equip you with His armor and equip you for the battles that you will go through and equip you to get that victory. So I think if you guys can maybe line up on this side, and leaders, if we can come and stand here, we're just going to make this tunnel. And we love you guys. We're not just leaders that are just like, oh, we're just here just for another ministry. We love you guys. So we would really like to just pray for you and bless you today. So we're going to stand in a tunnel, and you guys can come one by one through the tunnel, and we're just going to pray for you. If you guys can just sit in your chairs afterwards, because we'd like to just wrap up and pray, and then we'll finish. The way I used to live.